It's been 40 days since Audrey Hale, identified as a trans, former student at the Covenant School in Nashville, walked in and began firing away. And in the wake of all that, six people, including three children, died. This was on March the 27th. 40 days. And at the time of the shooting, we were told a lot about her, but without much evidence. We were told at the time of the shooting that there were records, manifestos, text messages, books that were kept, whatever it was, well documented as to why this person was in the state of mind that Audrey Hale was in, and might lead one to make some sort of conclusion as to whether or not the shooting was the result of a mental health issue. Was it terrorism? Was it a vendetta? What was going on? 40 days. So in addition to six people who are trying to get closure on this situation that probably will take a lot more than just 40 days, you also have an entire community in a city that is very large wondering what was going on here, and then cascading across the country. What's happening here? Why did this happen, and why are the police now so guarded about this manifesto and these documents that Audrey Hale allegedly had before the shooting took place? It would lead one to believe that there are some bodies that are trying to protect information, or at least figure out a way to couch that information different than what it actually is. I don't know. I don't think anybody knows at this. All we want to see is the information. And there had been hints that the governor of Tennessee made a statement not too long ago that it would all be released shortly. And now it apparently has been put the brakes on again. There's a lawsuit that has been filed seeking to get this information out. There will be a show cause hearing coming up next week to look at whether the Metropolitan Police Department in Nashville has failed to comply with the public records laws. One of the attorneys involved in that lawsuit is standing by to join us right now. He is based in Nashville. He is a First Amendment attorney, and he has filed the lawsuit on behalf of the National Police Association, and it is great to have Doug Pierce join us right now. Doug, how are you on this glorious Saturday?
Well, I'm fine and very glad to be with you.
Is there anything I outlined there in my lead-in that would be incorrect?
No, you very accurately set the stage for this. Although I think I heard you say that there's a show cause hearing coming up next week. Is that right? Did you say that?
I have it as May 11th. Is that right?
That's what it was going to be. And then this past week, I think it was Wednesday, the attorneys involved in the case had a conference with the judge, a telephone conference. And there is another lawsuit. After we filed our lawsuit, the Firearms Association, they filed a similar lawsuit. So we have two lawsuits. And we had this conference with the judge as well as with the lawyers for Metro Nashville. And a couple of things have happened. Both lawsuits have been consolidated because they're essentially seeking the same thing. And the Metro attorneys, they said that they understand that other people are going to file a lawsuit. And they've also said that, well, they can't get the documents to the judge as quick as the judge has ordered, because in addition to setting this hearing for the 11th, The judge said that she wanted the Metro attorneys to file these documents in camera, which is to say to file them under seal for her to look at, which is a procedure that's outlined in the Tennessee Open Records Law, Public Records Act.
Okay, so it's not next week. It's been delayed. Is that what you're saying?
That is correct. So we have some new dates. Ultimately, the show cause hearing has been bumped from May 11 to June the 8th. Mm-hmm. And but we'll have an interim hearing called a status conference set for May 18. And by the time the Metro attorneys should have submitted to the judge in camera at least some of the documents. And
okay. So in camera is not it's not anything that's out of the ordinary. I mean that happens all the time in legal proceedings, correct?
Well, certainly in these sort of legal proceedings, the Public Records Act, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so it's been delayed. There's a judgment assigned to this.
The governor has hinted that this stuff was going to come out shortly, and that was a while back. Your lawsuit was filed when? When did you file on behalf of the National Police Association?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Ballpark.
It was a Thursday. It was a Thursday. I think it was Thursday before last. So, what's that? 9 days ago.
Okay, 9 days ago. So more than a month after the event, after the shooting, you filed there was some sort of foot dragging as to the release of this manifesto or whatever else it was. First of all, why, in your opinion, would it not be released? Audrey Hale is not going to be prosecuted. Audrey Hale is dead. So there is no prosecution that concerns this shooting, that unless there was some sort of conspiracy, and who knows, maybe that was going on as well. But why would there be this foot dragging in getting this information out to the public?
And also additionally, of course, sometimes across this country, there's a concern that the police have done something wrong and they're going to be charged. But that certainly is not the case here, because the police officers here in this case, everyone acknowledges that they acted very heroically and commendably. So that's not an issue as well. I mean, to answer your question, I mean, that's what everybody wants to know. And also, as you alluded to earlier, it seems pretty clear there are outside forces at work. Exactly who are those forces and what are those forces? It's just all up to speculation at this time.
Would it be beyond the realm of possibility that those outside sources exist outside the state of Tennessee?
Well, that is what a lot of the speculation is about, especially the suggestion that the FBI has somehow, a number of responsible people have said this, it's still speculation to me, and hearsay, but a number of responsible people have said that they have reason to believe that the FBI is instructing the Nashville police not to turn this over.
Instructing the Nashville police not to turn it over. Okay, so again, you're the lawyer. I'm not. I raised two lawyers, but I'm certainly not an attorney myself. why would this not be a case germane to the Nashville police? I mean, it happened in their jurisdiction. It doesn't seem to be at any level that this was some sort of federal crime. Why would the Nashville police, first of all, accede to whatever the FBI wants to do? Am I missing something legally here?
I don't think you're missing anything. Number one, I don't know. I don't guess anybody has a problem with the FBI taking a look at it, but taking charge and directing and pulling the strings, that's a whole other matter. And specifically, under the Public Records Act, the federal government doesn't have the right to come in and tell the state agencies what records they will turn over and not turn over to the public.
Could a possibility be that there was your lawsuit that you filed for the National Police Association, and then I believe there was, as you mentioned, another lawsuit was filed, I believe, by an attorney by the name of John Harris, who represents a former Tennessee area sheriff and the Tennessee Firearms Association. Could the thinking here be that there may be additional lawsuits? You mentioned additional lawsuits. Could other parties come forward? And because the judge wants to make sure that she's not presiding over, or someone's not presiding over, six or seven different cases, that this could just be a pause to try and get everything under one umbrella, like these two particular lawsuits have been.
Well, yes, I've talked to a couple of different attorneys who've told me that they will be filing lawsuits, and that was and of course, those attorneys, before you file the lawsuit, you or your client makes that written request, and so Metro knows about that, the Metro attorneys, and that was one of the statements they made this past Wednesday, is one reason they wanted to delay what was set for May 11th. So, that's one of the reasons for the delay. However, that would not that doesn't act as a justification for not turning over the records. That's a justification for delaying the court hearing. And what you just said takes us to something else that happened. Now, on May 3rd, I guess that was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The Nashville police, they tweeted out a comment that said that simply because the lawsuit is filed, now they're not going to turn it over. And because of that, yesterday we filed a supplemental complaint to say that is invalid. And I phrase that as the ultimate catch-22 position, that a records requester can sue to obtain records. Mm-hmm. But that now the records requester takes the position that the very act of filing constitutes an exception to the Public Records Act.
Well, it sounds like somebody's playing games down there is what it sounds like. It sounds like the Metro Police down there or the FBI or somebody's playing some games down there because they don't want this to come out for whatever reason. And we can speculate as to the reasons why and where the pressure is coming from. But this is now going on 40 days, and I'm sure this isn't your first lawsuit. Anytime you have something like this going on, it doesn't really pass the smell test, that there's something that's going on down there that somebody doesn't want out. And whether it's because this shooter, Audrey Hale, identified as trans, and maybe that doesn't fit a narrative someplace else in the federal government or inside law enforcement, but there's something going on down there that doesn't pass the smell test. I mean, it would. I don't think that dog would hunt up here in Ohio. What's going on down there then?
Well, I agree completely with what you have said. And to me, once again, as I've said, you know, that all of the things that you've pointed out, so many other people have those same concerns. And I guess from my perspective, you know, I just don't live in the world of speculation and rumor. I live in the world of admissible evidence. But once you have this denial of public access, it's only human nature for people to be concerned. And that breeds disrespect for public institutions.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that gets to the heart of it. But there's also a greater good here. And that is, okay, you can't bring back the six lives that were lost. And whatever personal grief those families are going through, they'll reach their closure on that, hopefully at some point, regardless of whatever trial or whatever information comes out. But there are other people that are going on about their lives. And if I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, and if I'm somebody that lives there, I want to know, was there anyone working in cahoots with Audrey Hale? Was there anyone else involved in this? And then is there any other thing that was going on from of a social media aspect, sharing information with other people that could do other harm to other places in the United States? I think you're 40 days down the road. This doesn't make the cops look good. Certainly doesn't make whoever doesn't want this information out look good. I think at some point, does not the judge have to step in, and does not she have to do something here that overrides whatever is going on with these cop shenanigans?
Well, definitely. I mean, we've filed this lawsuit. There will come a day of reckoning. It's been delayed somewhat. And that's disappointing. However, I have to accept, I mean, that happens in lawsuits, that there are delays. And as we've discussed, other people are going to be filing similar lawsuits. And although nothing should stop, I mean, this could end immediately. And I'm sure the judge would be happy if the Nashville police, they turn over the records that have been requested, that moots the lawsuit and it's all over with. And that's our position. They ought to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas...
Yeah, there's nothing else to go. I mean, the shooter's dead. The only thing that's missing here is why it happened. And this is the information you're seeking would lead to answers, if not get definitive answers, as to why it happened. So that's why I don't understand. It's not like there's some sort of trial that could go to appeal, that could go to the Supreme Court. None of that's going to happen here. These are just documents, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I will say that, I mean, the stated reason initially that Metro Nashville gave for not turning this over is one of the rules of the Tennessee Rules of Criminal Procedure, which is a very strong defense if you have the facts. But the facts are, as you've pointed out, that they don't have the facts because there's no one to be prosecuted under the criminal rules of procedure.
Yes.
So it's a great exception to the Public Records Act if it applies, but it clearly does not apply here.
Okay, so you've got a hearing on June 8th. You represent the National Police Association. You and the people you represent want all of these documents turned over, as does the other lawyer and his parties, the former sheriff and the Firearms Association. So we've knowing that the judicial process can be long and convoluted, would you expect to have some sort of resolution on this before the summer is out?
Yes, that is my estimation, and I think that we may see it in bits and pieces. My clients have asked for the journal or the manifesto, and that's probably the number one, the baseline document. But we've also asked for some other documents that relate to it. And I think that that journal has been described as 80 pages. I think that that will come out fairly soon. And now there may be redactions to it. Maybe some people's names will be cut out. So to answer your question, we're going to start seeing some things. And I think we will, you know, how much we will see by the end of summer, that's hard to predict. But pretty soon we're going to start to see some things, I think. Yeah.
You wonder why people have problems with our legal system. This is and just another example of, you know, justice delayed is justice not served. And let's get on with it. But I think it will be interesting. And if you have enough journalistic curiosity down there in Nashville, somebody at a newspaper or television station is going to figure out what's going on between the Nashville cops and whomever may be pressuring them from the outside. I hope for your sake, I hope for the family's sake, and to the greater good, I hope for the country's sake, because we got to get answers here. Doug Pierce, good stuff. Thank you so much for your time, and keep fighting the good fight. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.